Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Yerushalmi, daf hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We just ended off with that fascinating discussion of when a person gets married, do they have to worry? They have to be concerned that if they die, so then there won't be a Yibim situation because their wife is an erva to their paternal brother. So the Gemara said, and the last line we did yesterday, mutter, the fact that the Mishnah says kalaso, and we assume the Mishnah is not giving a bidi eved situation, that it's mutter for a person to marry his, Eshes ben Achiv, right? The daughter-in-law of his brother. That's mutter. And that we said, Tosfos notes that in Yevamos, and also Tosfos on Daf Sadi Tes, that's what's noted here, and also Tosfos on Daf Samach Beis in Yevamos, he discusses the diukim, whether you be medayik in the lashon of the Gemara there, about bas achoso, not bas achiv. That's what the Gemara says. Again, samach beis amid beis. Gemara on the bottom line. The Gemara says, let me just open it. Based on a pasuk, Kiyadata ki shalom ahalecha ha'oev eshchenav v'hamakari v'eskrovav v'hanose esbas achoso v'amal v'sela la'ani b'shas dochko alav akasav omer az tikra v'ashem yane. And that's the pasuk. So that's where the Gemara talks about nose bas achoso. So when he marries bas achoso, that's a good thing. The daughter of his sister. Rashi there, giague adam rabin al achoser yosem min achiv. A person has deeper feelings for his sister than for his brother. And therefore, if he has deeper feelings for his sister, then the marrying his sister's daughter the marriage will work out better, it sounds like from Rashi, than if he marries his brother's daughter. When we talk kach, nimsa machabe v'sishto. That's why Rashi says it has to do with chibuv of ishto, there. The Tosfos there quotes, again, machlokas, two brothers, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashbam says, why bas achiv? Again, hu adin bas achiv? Ava achoso nakalavim mishadalta bedvarim. Sounds like v'shkiach shnosi bita. Sounds similar to Rashi, their grandfather. Rabbeinu Tam amar dafka nakal bas achoso because of the mazel. Their mazels are probably similar. Bas achoso, because the Gemara says that your children are going to be like the brothers of the mother. Right? So if you want to look at you marry somebody, you want to know what her brothers are like. So that's what if you marry bas achoso, so then that would work out. And then the Tosfos Yeshanim there is the quote says Yesh Mefarshim that says maybe it has to do with being Mafkia Mitzvahs Yibov, which is similar to what we were just talking about here. Okay. Second Mishnah here in Mesachas Yevamos Halacha Beis. Hare Elu, we already mentioned this Mishnah up above. Hare Elu, the Mishnah repeats what it said in the first Mishnah. Hare Elu Potros, these 15 women, Potros Sorosein, Vesoros Sorosein, they potter. Because they're an erva and they're usher to do yibum, so all of the other wives that fall to yibum with them are also potter from doing yibum or chalitza. Potter sorosein, v'tzara sorosein, and also if that tzara again, as we described on Daf Aleph, marries another brother and then that brother dies, mina chalitza mina yibum atzofa olam. The kula, but im mesu, but if the women, these ervas, die before their husband dies, so by the time that zika liyibum starts, they're not married. There is no erva that falls. So then the other women do have to do yibum chalitza. Imesu, o mi anu, o nizgarshu. If any of these took place before, o shenimsu ilanis, ilanios, or they're found to be ilanios, women who cannot have children. So rosei mutaros. So then the first three pashtus are about because they're not married. At the moment that the brother dies, there's no more marriage. So therefore the tzaros are mutter. And ilanios we'll have to talk about. Whether that means that they weren't married because he found out she was we didn't know, and therefore they weren't ever married, or a different limud, as we'll see on today's daf. She'ein ap, the Mishnah adds that the islandess line cannot be true by three of the 15. She'ein ad yachol lomar b'chamoso, v'ein chamoso, v'ein chamav, she'nimsu islandess l'shemienu, or miyun, right? Because if it's islandess, that means they had kids, so it can't be a mother-in-law or a mother of the father-in-law, right? Because they have kids. Or islandess, they can be islandess, and also they can't do miyun, as we'll see why. The Gemara is going to talk about it, because miyun is only done by a ketana. Ketana also can't have kids, as we'll see. Fine. So now we get a little bit into miyun. Miyun is the topic of the 13th parak, parak Beis Shammai. Miyun, again, is when a father dies, and therefore, again, in the days of old, it was considered a chesed, right? Tosfos at the beginning of Second Paragraph of Kedushin talks about that we try. They tried to do kedusha ketana to make sure that their daughters were taken care of, and the girls got married much earlier in those days. Again, to do it, Rachmana Litzlan, not for the good of the child. That's not what the Torah intends, but it was done early. So if the father dies, though, there's no way for this girl to be married. So the Rabbanan created what's called kedusha miyun, where the mother and the brothers can marry her off. It's a rabbinic marriage, kedushin de Rabbanan, which could be undone through Mi'un, just protesting. She goes in front of Bezdin and says, I protest. Where do we have Mi'un? We had at the end of Maseches Moed Katan in terms of whether you're allowed to write Kishtari Mi'un on Chol HaMoed. It was the last time I think Mi'un came up. But Mi'un has to be done before she becomes a Gedola. Once she becomes a Gedola, then as we'll see, automatically, maybe something is needed, it turns into a marriage d'Oraisa. So when does Mi'un have to take place? Pashtus, when she's a Ketana. But the question here is, what if Mi'un takes place, her husband died? Could she be Mema'in to the Yavam and say, now I refuse my husband's marriage, and then Memela, she was never married? Mi'un is not like a get. A get cuts the marriage right now. But Mi'un says they were never even married. Never even married, even more. So Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mema'enes hi b'yavam, la'kar zikas hames, la'hatir, right? You could do miyun to the yavam, even after her husband dies, the yavam's brother, you could do it to the yavam, la'kar zikas hames, to then uproot the zika of the mace, la'hatir tsara la'avio la'kala la'chameya. So she's out of the picture. She's out of the picture. And therefore, the other tsaros are going to be mutter, right? Why would you say that? How could she do Mi'un now, right? The marriage ended and it was a full marriage. She never expressed dissatisfaction with the marriage. It must be, again, this is a big part of one of the Chakiras that we mentioned. How much is the Zika a new relationship with the brother, or is it a Hemshech of the marriage of the dead, of the dead brother? If it's a hemshich of the dead brother's marriage, then obviously maybe that's would apply why miyun is still possible, right? If it's all about the new brother, so then it's not going to work, as we'll see. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible. Rav, you could still do miyun even after. Rav, Rav Shimon Lakish, Trehon, Amrin, Einem Amenes, Biavam, Lakar, Zikas, Ameis, Latir, Sora, Lavio, Lakal, Lachamea. No, it cannot be. You cannot do miyun once the marriage ends without any dissatisfaction reflected and expressed, so then it's too late. It's too late. It was a full marriage. It wasn't a Daraisa marriage. It was a Darabana marriage, but it was a marriage. Right? The Rishon and the Ramban, the Rishpa, the Ramban, the Rashpa, the Ritva, all on Daf Kuv Zayin, say that's this Svara. To give it shalom, Miyana Barishon Bachayav, Kfar Kaima Nisuin. The Nisuin last and it stands. Ve'ini Cholo La'akra, La'akra Misaso Klal. And you can't, uproot it after his death. The Kivan Chakain, Zikas Yavam, Balkarcha Ram Yala, Kamobi Vamada Alma. Right? There's a Zika. And therefore, so this is Machlokas. Machlokas of Yochanan versus Rav and Reish Lakish. Whether you could do Miyun after death. And again, that's a big nafkamina. If Miyun works, then Mamela the other tsaros are mutter. If Miyun doesn't work, then they're not. So Rav, Verb Shimon Lakish, Kebeshamai, Omer Babal, 1 second. If you look later on in the 13th parak, again, the 12th parak is about Chalitza, Mitzvahs Chalitza. The 13th Berek Beishamai is about a Mi'un. So are they? If you look there, there's a machlokas between Beishamai and Hillel there. Beishamai says you could only do it with the husband and not with the Yavam, not do Mi'un. And Beis Hillel says you could even do it with the Yavam. So ask the Gemara, Rav and Reish Lakish are within Beishamai Shita. We'd rather not say that. So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Man and Kayamim. What's the case of machlokas here? What's the case of Machloka? Says the Gemara. Im ba'omeres, ef she lo b'nisuei, ef lo b'nisuei achicha. If she does miyun about, to the Yavam, the Feirish, to the Yavam and to the Yavam's brother, kala ama modi shi el keres. That for sure works. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, that's not what we're talking about here. A case where she says to the Yavam, I'm so dissatisfied in your marriage and in marriage to you and in the marriage of to the brother. And again, how could she say it now? It could be. The Svara is that right now she's saying, if I knew that I would fall to the Yavam, I wouldn't be interested in being married to your brother because I was never interested in getting into this situation. So, but if she says Beferis, then for sure it is Oker. And just to add in, if she says, I'm not interested in your marriage, but I want my previous marriage, then everybody agrees that's not an Akira for the miyun. That's not a miyun because she says I'm befarish happy with my brother, the first marriage. Elkana and Kaimin, but what's the machlokas about? Where she was very unclear. But Omerasi Efshi Binisuin. I don't want the marriage. The marriage. What's the marriage? That's the machlokas. So again, everybody, and this is within Beis Hillel. They both would be within Beis Hillel. When Beis Hillel said that, you could do miyun with the Yavam, maybe that's only where she says beferish, I don't want this marriage or the previous marriage. What if she just says marriage? So, EF Jimini Suin, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, ki, change the base to a ki omeres, EF Shilobin Suecha, Volobin Suechicha. Rabbi Yochanan says, that works. When she, I don't want the marriage, that means both marriages. And that's what Beis Hillel, means also. It means both. Rav Shimon Lakish, Treon Amrin, they would say no. Ki omeres. If she just says marriage, so then she would have to specify. We would interpret that to meaning Yefsha Benisuecha. I don't want your marriage. Ava Benisuecha Rosani, but I want the first marriage, and therefore it's not called a miyun. So that's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan here about the Yava. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that, again, the marriage could be done through the Yavam, but our Mishnah sounds not that way. Why? Because what's our language of our Mishnah? The Kulam in Mesu Amiya known as Garshu, Shinimsu Island, Isarosein Mutaros. Right. It's all about these actions, Mesu, Mia known, these events happening. Right, we assume they happen all at the same time, parallel. Nisgar Shav Lohemenu. By Gershon, doesn't that mean from the Baal that died? Right? The Baal that died. So it has to be from the dead brother. Gershon can't apply after. So the defasa, so right next to that in the Mishnah is miyun. So mistama miyun is about from the dead brother. The defasa miyanu heimanu. So doesn't that mean? Rabbi Yochanan says that miyun works even if it's not beferish about the achames. But doesn't the Mishnah sound like it's only if you do miyun to the dead brother? I mean beferish about the dead brother? Rabbi Yochanan says even if it's not beferish. So isn't the Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan? And another question, Tani, another question is the Brisa. Brisa seems to say Beferish. Reb Chia of Tani Reb Chia Kain. Im Miyano Niskarshu Bechaya Baal, Tzoros Ein Mutaros. If there was Miyan or Gerishin done while the husband was still alive, the Tzoros are Mutar. Why? Because then there was no marriage. By the time the death occurred and the Zika started, there was no marriage to the Erva. Balacha Mises Abal, but if it was after Mises Abal, Tzoros Ein Choltos, Lomas Yamos, but if it's after Mises Abal, it's too late. It's too late, and therefore, you see miyun, you know, it's still considered, they're considered marriage, and therefore you have to do chalitza, not yibum, right? You can't do yibum because this is achos, this is saras erva. Why do you have to do chalitza? Because remember, the miyun is a derabbanan marriage. So really, on a Torah level, everything's fully, you know, this marriage never happened. And therefore, the other women should be able to do yibum. But because there's a drabanan marriage, so it's ke'ilu, it's achos erami drabanan, so we won't allow yibum. But we would require chalitza. Okay, chalitza. But what do you see from that Mishnah? That from that Braisa? It sounds like Rabbi Chiya says, after Mises Abal, then miyun does, it says, sorosin chalos lomas yabos. What do you mean? If you could do miyun after Mises Abal, so then you should be able to even do yibum. Answer, Amr of Yudin, avuidra of Matanya, tiftar shemesu v'lo miyanu. Right. When Rav Chiya says, if they did miyun beforehand, the tzaras are mutter to do yibum. After Mises Abal, they could do chalitza na yibum. It doesn't say beferish if they do miyun after Mises Abal. What the braisa means is that if she dies without doing miyun, that's what it means. La'achar Mises Abal, if after the Baal dies, she doesn't do miyun, she didn't end up doing anything, then tzaras ain't chalos v'lomas yambos. If she had done miyun, then it would work. But the Mishnah doesn't say beferish that she did miyun after Mises Abal. It just means lacha mises abal, meaning she didn't get to do miyun beforehand, and then she died. Then sorosei and mutaros, right? That's what the means, right? See the carbon eita tiftar meforish hada tani Rabbi Chiya laachar misas hainu shemesu velo miyanu tsaroseihan, right? So that's how you interpret that. Says the Gemara, what about this one? The Masnisa, what about the next Mishnah? The Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, on daf vav. The Mishnah says, kol hayachola l'ma'ein v'lo miyana. Anyone who has the ability to do miyan, any of these women who had the ability to do miyan but didn't, v'lo miyana, sarasav cholasas v'lo masyabemes. As we said, the tzara has to do chalitza. Again, not, she can't do yibum because it's achos erva, right? Because the miyan is a drabanan, at least. But yourself do chalitza. You don't get off scot-free. Right, but one second, if there could be mi'un la'achar misa, why doesn't the Mishnah and the Gemara give that possibility? Yibam is possible. It says, anybody who was yechol amayim v'lo mi'an adinim. What do you mean? Maybe she could do mi'an now. doesn't give that possibility. Again, Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Answer, two answers given. Answer number one, Kain Masnisa. Also this Mishnah. Just like we explained the Braisa, Rabbi Chiya's Braisa, also this Mishnah. It doesn't say beferish that if you do mian afterwards, it doesn't work. If she dies without doing mian, if she did mian afterwards, then it's still yechola. But if she never did it, and she didn't do mian at all, if she would do mian even after the death of the brother, it would still work. So answer one is the same as we said for the Braisa, make that ukimta. Now answer number two, Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, afila terem bekayemes, even if she's alive. Even if she's alive, tiftar she'ein sham yavam acher ela aviha. Second answer is that no, maybe there's a difference between one yavam and two yavams. Wow, a lot of lumdas here. What's yavam and two yavams? Meaning the only reason that mi'un might work la'achar misa sabal, when Rabbi Yochanan said, maybe the mi'un might work sabal, is because, why would mi'un work, as we said before, there's a remnant of the ishus of the brother. So if there's a remnant of the ishus of the brother expressed through the zika, if there's a zika to a brother that's alive, so then that's enough of a remnant of the original ishus that you can still do mi'un. But if there's only one, if the only brother is an erva, so then maybe that's why there would not be able, that's where you can't do miyun afterwards. So when the Mishnah says, you can't do miyun la'achar misa, right, maybe this is going back on the Braisa too, it was the Mishnah and the Braisa, that is Mashi, you can't do miyun la'achar misa, that's with this one brother, there's only one yavam, right, there's only one yavam, this yavam happens to be, you know, asura because of erva, so that's where we would say it's too late to do miyun, because there's no remnant left to do miyun for. But let's say there were three yavams. If there were three of them, maybe you would be able to do yibam. So therefore, again, Rabbi Yochanan's shita is where there were a few yavams left, and therefore there is a remnant of the ishus hames still there. And this, the Mishnah and the Braisa that seems to say otherwise, is when there's only one. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yona Amar. So now we're commenting, as Yerushalmi often does. We start commenting on the Mishnah without quoting the line of the Mishnah that we're commenting on. Now we're going back on the Islandess line. The Mishnah said that if she becomes an Islandess, Saros and Mutaros and the Saros and Mutar, Machlokas. Rabbi Yona Amar, Bilvan Min Ha'erison. Only if she was an Islandess, Min Ha'erison. Meaning, there was Kiddushin that was done, and then the brother died. So we could assume that he never knew that she was an islandess. So therefore, they were never married. It was a mekatos, and that's why the Tzoros are mutter. But had there been Nisuin, according to Rabbi Yona, had there been Nisuin, then Mistame, he knew she was an islandess, and he didn't care, and he still married her. Amanasken aniose, I still stay married. And therefore, in that case, she would still be married to the islandess, and that would be a Tzara. That would be, even Nimsa islandess, that would be a Tzaras Erva, and there wouldn't be even Mechalitza. That's Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yosa Amarno, Afinan Nisuin. Even from Nisuin, we could assume that, if Nimsu Islandess, still the Tsaros are going to be mutter. Even if he knew about it, then he's maskim to stay in the marriage, still the Tsaros are going to be, mutter to do Yibam. We'll see why. But Machzira Tinyana, interesting line. In the second time that Rabbi Yosef was going over this, Chazan, when you learn Yavamis again, right, Karban Eitav, Bamadura Basrak, Shalim Dushenis Mesechas Yavamis, he was Chozerbo. Chazan Bar Rabbi Yosef was Chozerbo and agreed with Rabbi Yona. It's only Mina Erison. Only Mina Erison. Mina Nisuin, and they're fully married, so then they're married, so it's a Saras Erva. Amalir Pinchas, Lochain Alfan Rebbe Mina Nisuin, but Rabbi Pinchas, his Talmud said, didn't you say Mina Nisuin last year in Shir? Amalai, Vikvua Gabacha Masmeira. Is it kavu? Is it set like you, like a masmer, like a nail, like a peg? Right, the Pnei Moshe. Yaseidhu shalot timot. I changed my mind. I was chozerbo. Sometimes you got to relearn something, and it's I learned that, you know, I was wrong, and it's only mina erison. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Zaora kumi Reb Mana yos Amar Reb Yosi actually yachzerbo. No, I think Reb Zaora says to Reb Mana, I think Reb Yosi was right before he was chozerbo. Right, I think minhanisuin. Islandess should pater. Islandess should pater. So now the Gemara, you have to add in. Rabbi Mana says back to Rabbi Zaora. Again, Rabbi Zaora says, I like Rabbi Yossi before he was chozerbo, that even in Hanisuin. Again, even if they're fully married, and then the husband dies, we're going to say that Tsaras Erva. Tsaras Erva, and therefore they're pater, min hachalitza u'min hayibam. But what do you mean? They were fully married, and just because this islandess is is out, you know, why the others, right? So I like before he was chozer, but that even minani suin, we're going to say that Tzoros Einar Pater. So the Gemara says, Ilu Bitos, this is Rabbi Mana saying back to Rabbi Zohra. That's what Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says it back. He asked Rabbi Zohra, 1 second. Ilu Bito minani suin, below island, Tzoros Asura. Regular case of Bito, right? A man marries his brother's daughter and then dies. So in that case, she's not an islandess. Then the Tzoros are Asur. But because that the I flipped it before, right? That the Rebbe before he was chozer, but he said even nani suin that sarosein or mutter, sarosein or mutter, to do yibam chalitza. So he's saying why should that be, right? Because if a regular erva saros erva is a asur to do yibam chalitza, and she's off the hook, she's pater. So just because she's an islandess, why should an islandess be? If islandess is considered an erva, right? So then you should say that all the other tsaris are off the hook, meaning islandess is an erva because she cannot asher telate, she can't fulfill yibam chalitza. So she's back in the isra of eishes ach. So if she's in the isra of eishes ach and she can't do yibam, then all the other ones should be off the hook. Why do we say that if nimsu islandess tsarosein mutaros, reminiscent those islandess tsarosein mutaros, right? Aren't they both erva? So answers the Gemara, fascinating answer. Amale islandess kimishena ba'olam. Now islandess is different. When she's an islandess, even if, according to this, even if the husband knows about it, it's not that, oh, like Erison, he didn't know about it, therefore they were never married, and therefore there's no Tzoros Erva, because this Erva, this islandess, was never married to him. No. This is Minani Suin. Meaning, even though they're fully married, when the husband dies, the islandess is not in the Parsha of Yibam. And therefore you don't call her a Tzoros Erva. She was married, but she's not in the Zika. She doesn't fall in the Zika. Look at the language of the Chaim Kanievsky. To keep it to islandess, eina ola liyibum, mikra da asher teled, because she doesn't fall to yibum, nisma'ata kol ikar mi parshas yibum. Ve'eda no fellas klala yibum, shetifter tsarasa. Beautiful. Islandess just doesn't, she's not in the Zika. So it's not like, oh, four women fall. The islandess doesn't count. Ukimi she'eina ba'olam, b'shas nefila, deina patera tsarasa. Avzu kain she'ena bas yibam klal ve'ena nofelas yachad im saroseha hilkach afshi erva mishum she islandess gara masha'en kain erva demitzad atzma bas yibam hu ella isuruhu derivyalei shaper poteres sarasa. So that's why islandess is different. Even if they're fully married, islandess is ki'ilu she's not there. So the Gemara says, I'll give you an example. Ilu shte yivamos achas islandess v'achas she'ena islandess. If you have two women. One has one an islandess. Uba yavam v'chalatzla, and the yavam comes and does chalitza uba aleha, or does yibam to the islandess. Shema pater b'chaver taklum. Does that do anything to the other woman? Does that pater the other woman? No. Yibam or chalitza to an islandess is meaningless. So you see, havei islandess k'mishena ba'olam. You see from there, she's ki'ilu. She's not ba'olam. She's not in the zik at all, and therefore, it is excluded. That explains even min ha'nisuin. Beautiful. Period. Bito. Where it says Bito, right? Our Mishnah says that Bito is one of the ones that, are, you know, the second Mishnah says, if there's mi undun, so then she's out. So the Gemara says, Ubito mimenes. How could Bito, right? Again, you have two brothers, one of them died, and now he's married to his brother's daughter. So, but Bito mimenes? But how could a bit, again, what does ma'enes mean? Velo, skip the cuff, nisue torahi, as bita nasati lishazeh. Mi'un is only if the father's not there. So how could there be a case where there's a girl who's doing mi'un in front of her and her father who's the yavam? That can't be. Because if the father's alive, right, the rabbanan only created kedushin mi'un if there's no father. Out of a chesed, the mother and the brothers can marry her off. But here, there's a father. So, and based on the pasuk, it's bita nasad lishazeh, a man could give his daughter in marriage. Kiddushe ketana. Right? That's, by the way, the source also. We'll see if we have time to get into it. It's bita nasati. That's the source in the Bavli Ksubas Chav Beis for Pesha Asar who Pesha Hiter. As bita nasati lo ish, I married off this woman, that's asaring her to the whole world. Hazeh. That's matering her to the whole world. La ish hazeh. That's Pesha Asar Pesha Hiter. So much to talk about that, but we'll continue first. So, ask the Gemara, what's the Mishnah talking about? Right, mi'un, the second Mishnah talks about mi'un of the 15 women, and three of them were excluded. Eishas im chamav, because all of those, it's impossible. So Gemara is saying this is also an impossibility. Gemara says no. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish tiftar b'ktana shi'si aviyav v'nisgarsha. He did kiddushei ktana once, but then let's say the son-in-law died. So now his daughter is what's called shikiyusoma b'chayaviha. Once there's nisuin to aktana, she's out of the rishus of her father. So it could be a case where the father's alive, and the mother and the brothers still marry her off the second time, period. Now we're back to the last line of the previous Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? It can't be, right? These three women can't be do yibum. Aim chamoso, and aim chamav, because they all have kids. If you have kids, you can't do mian. Sagmara says, I guess that's what you see from this story. It must be that a katana can't give birth. Because if you don't say that, if a katana can give birth, then the Mishnah can make sense. If a katana can give birth, so then maybe she did have a baby and now she's doing miyun. But the Mishnah says that's not a possibility. So therefore, it must be that a katana cannot have a baby. Rabbi Yishmael mi'ana ubna akteifa. Rabbi Yishmael argues. Rabbi Yishmael's daughter-in-law did miyun, and she had a baby on her shoulders. Right? So which means the carbonate says it must be because he holds banim einam kisimanim. Right? Upala gatana de bastisan. Right? Yishmael would argue on our Mishnah. Right? Yishmael says just because children, even a katana, that's not a simin. That's not a simin of godless. You could be a katana and also still have a baby. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yavo. There's the statement of Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmael, amru davar echad. They all say the same thing. What did Rabbi Yishmael say? That a gedola can do miyun, meaning even if, or say a katana could have a baby, right? Let's say it that way. A katana could have a baby, right? Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky has it as gedola yichol olamayin, but let's go with the carbon eda that banim are not kisimanim, even a katana could still have the baby. And Rabbi Avo says, Rabbi Shmuel holds like the other two tanam also, where Bryce, the top following, today the Bryce says, what's the deadline for a girl to do miyun? Mayor says, before she brings two pubic hairs, two hairs, that's it. Shtei Cyrus, that simon of godless, is too late. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achayarba Shachar. Rabbi Yehuda says, not just two, but more. A later shear, that she has more hair. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achayarba Shachar, where it spreads out, a little later shear. But you see, a girl could have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, she could have Shtei Cyrus, and she could still do miyun, right? If she could have Shtei Cyrus, she'll do miyun, so she's a gdola, right, for Shtei Cyrus, but she can still do miyun, right? So that means that's going to be that we're connecting those shitas to Rabbi Yishmael, who says you could have a baby, and still do miyun. Rabbi Zora, Bechia, Bashem, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Achi, the Spashir, Akav, Yashachar, Rabbi Lalavan. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, Shitas, you have both. You have a lot of hair, and it's spread out. Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Lazar, Bashir, Boshi, Allah, Rabbi Yudin, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Levi, Amar, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, also Uvda, Kumir, Rabbi Yosa, Amar, Ezel, Magabi, Rabbi Yavo. Let me go to Rabbi Yavo. The story came to Rabbi Yosa. He said, go ask Rabbi Yavo. Islay Ulfan Halach Rabbi Yehuda. He has the Mesorah about Halach Rabbi Yehuda. I don't have that Mesorah. Even if I think Halach Rabbi Yehuda, you go to him. Again, the humility that he has the Mesorah, you go. Anan, less than Ulfan Halach Rabbi Yehuda. I don't have that Mesorah. Rabbi Chanina Amar Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lesipurai. Rabbi Yochanan says to the people of Sipori, Atun Amar Mishim Rabbi Chanina Halach Rabbi Yehuda. You say that Rabbi Chanina says Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Velesikin, not true. It's not true. So, Machlokas. So my kaduns. Now we go back. Is it true what Rabbi Avo said that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel all hold of the same shita? Let's see. We put them all together. Rabbi Shmuel had a case where you have a baby on the shoulders of her shoulders and she did miyun. The other two shita said she could do miyun even if she already has Shtei Cyrus. So let's see if those two are exactly together. So Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Modi Rabbi Yehuda. The two deos in the name of Rabbi Chanina. First deo, Chavraya say, Rabbi Yehuda would admit, Modi Rabbi Yehuda, Shem niva lo mishevi yeshtei Cyrus, shein echol amayin. When Rabbi Yehuda says that even more than two Cyrus, she can still do a miyun, that's only if she didn't have any bia. If she had a maisa bia with her husband, that's it. That solidifies, and now it's too late. Rabbi Zaor, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, no, Modi Rabbi Yehuda, Shem niskad shem mishevi yeshtei Cyrus, shein echol amayin. No, only Kiddushin would ruin her ability to do miyun. But bia would be, she would still be able to do miyun. So now the Gemara says, "Al taita Rabbi Zaora da Amar Niskacha Miviyash Shtei Cyrus." According to the second view, that kiddushin would ruin it. Ha'im Niskacha Achal Miviyash Shtei Cyrus. But if she did kiddushin when she was a ktana, which is meaningless, v'nivala Miviyash Shtei Cyrus, and she had bia when she was already at two Cyrus, Yichal Hilamai Nicha. So that works. Then Nicha, it's fine. What Rabbi Avo said, that you put all the shitas together, because according to this, according to this version of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a bia, even after Shtei Cyrus, does not make her remove the status of Mian. So maybe she had a bia, and she had a baby, and she can still do Mian. That works. But I'll dive into Chavraya, but according to the first version of Rabbi Yehuda, Dina Amr, what they say, Nivala Mishavia Shtei Cyrus, right? They say that once bia happens, after Shtei Cyrus, you can't do Mian anymore. Ha im nivala ad shelo hevia shtei cyrus echolu hi lamayin. But if the bia took place beforehand, she could still do mian. V'ze emas ibra v'yolda ad shelo hevia shtei cyrus. But what? So when? So she got pregnant before. So v'chayehi. But the Gemara assumes that that's not gonna be a viable pregnancy. V'chayehi lo kenam Rabbi Udifa Rabbi Yona v'shem Rabbi Ila. Didn't Rabbi Ila quote isa ibra v'yolda ad shelo hevia shtei cyrus? If a woman gets a child when she's a very young, he ibn amesin, they're both gonna die. It's not safe. B'she'eviyah shtei cyrus, he ibn al-chayim. If she's older, obviously they both would live. Ibrash lo eviyah shtei cyrus, v'yolda m'she'eviyah shtei cyrus, if the conception happened earlier and the birth happened later, so he chay ibn amesin, her child's gonna die. But in any case, you can't put these two shittas together, right? Because either way, Rabbi Shmuel has the case where she is holding a baby and she could still do mi'un. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, this version of Rabbi Yehuda, right when the bia would take place, so then that would already be too late for her to do mian. So we end off with a question. Hashem, we'll have to pick up with this next time.